May these words from Elizabeth Dale inspire us as we begin our ceremonial acknowledgement of beginning and ending that the time of the new year affords us. Today we mark the beginning of the waxing half of the year. From now until the summer solstice, the day will lengthen and night will shorten. This time is the rebirth of light into our world. The promise is made that winter will come to an end. Now we can begin to plan ahead for the year, to think and rest from activity while we contemplate our lives, our successes, our joys, our concerns, and to choose new seeds to plant in our lives for the coming spring. What goals and actions did not serve you in the last year? This is what you sacrifice to winter. That is what you leave behind. That is what you give to death. Forgive and make peace with it now. What seeds do you wish to plant in your life? What will you give your energy and attention to in the next year? This is the dream and hope of Yule, to begin again in joy and peace. I now invite you forward to bring your paper with your new year inscription upon it and ceremoniously burn it using the chalice as the source of the flame. Then place it in the metal bowl to safely watch it go up in smoke. Following the service, I will spread the ashes in the Cross Memorial Garden at the west end of the church if anyone would like to join me in doing so. And if you'd like to briefly share during the ceremony, the microphone will be available. Forward. While the ashes smolder, I would like to offer a benediction of these words from Victoria Weinstein. May what you have released here be forever gone from your spirit and cease to trouble you. May you be relieved and renewed, ever mindful that love is always more powerful than fear, and that compassion is the key to freedom from resentment. To bring our ceremony to a close this morning, may these words from the Reverend Richard S. Gilbert inspire us as we prepare to experience the world anew. In the midst of the whirling day, in the hectic rush to be doing, and the frantic pace of life, pause here for a moment. Catch your breath, relax your body, and loosen your grip on life. Consider that our lives are always unfinished business. Imagine that the picture of our beings is never complete. Allow your life to be a work in progress. Do not hurry to mold the masterpiece. Do not rush to finish the picture. Do not be impatient to complete the drawing. From beckoning birth to dawning death, we are in process, and always there is more to be done. Do not let the incompleteness weigh on your spirit. Do not despair that imperfection marks your every day. Do not fear that we are still in the making. Let us instead be grateful that the world is still to be created. Let us give thanks that we can be more than we are. And let us celebrate the power of the incomplete, for life is always unfinished business.